time out of all four of them. And it was just a disgraceful debate in the manner that it was conducted by the moderators. But, you know, this was not to be unexpected. I kind of expected that this was going to happen because the media is selling this whole thing as a race between Mitt Romney and John McCain, even though I think it's pretty much a sealed deal with John McCain being the establishment's choice to be the Republican nomination and the eventual loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election. He's getting all sorts of endorsements. You have Arnold Schwarzenegger endorsing him. You have the Florida governor endorse him that they used to sell his win in Florida. So John McCain is clearly the establishment's choice. You also have Rudy Giuliani, who dropped out of the race. He is endorsing John McCain. And there were reports that that was going to happen last night. We were talking about that. And that's come to pass. Rudy Giuliani is endorsing John McCain. So it's pretty clear that the establishment is getting behind John McCain. And they just want to sell the race as being between Mitt Romney and John McCain. So, oh, there's something to watch. We actually have a choice. And now they're trying to shut out Mike Huckabee, and they're clearly, well, the entire time they've been trying to shut out Ron Paul. But Ron Paul did very well, especially in the last part of the debate. He had some really good segments where he railed on about the war in Iraq, about how we're policing the world, about how our economy is falling apart. And you looked at John McCain's face, you looked at Mitt Romney's face, and you know, these people, you know, they're just looking at him, and they don't want to touch the things that Ron Paul is talking about. And I think deep down, I think at least Mitt Romney, I think he knows what's really going on. But he doesn't want to actually come out and say what's actually happening. Otherwise, he'd lose his chance to be where he is. And he is bought and paid for by the establishment. And he wants to make sure that continues. He wants to make sure that he continues to be part of the establishment. But I just looked at his mannerisms, and it looked like he actually knew what Ron Paul was talking about, and he understood what was happening. But anyway, I think we're up against a break. Yeah, there's the music. We'll get into the debate and much more news on the other side. You're listening to RBN. Stay tuned.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, RogueGarment.com. I apologize for the slight delay. I think we're playing a rebroadcast. Had a series of technical issues here that were beyond my control, so I apologize for the delay. But we have a lot of news that we need to get into. So without further ado, let me just jump right into it. Now, of course, we had the Super Tuesday election results come out yesterday. And in my view, those results are a complete sham. And it just shows you that these results that we're getting from the electoral process is nothing more than a staged circus. Ron Paul pretty much finished between 3% and 8% in the majority of the primary states. And he fared better in the caucuses. He did fare better in the caucuses, which is good. And just a review, I went over some of the results yesterday. And, you know, it just seems as if that somebody is pulling the strings with all these election results. Okay, it doesn't even look real. It's almost as if the media puts out a story about what is going to happen. And miraculously, what the media says becomes the reality. I'm looking at some of these results. Ron Paul in Alaska got third place with 17% of the state delegates. That was a state that he was widely expected to win. So I don't buy that at all. I'm also looking at some of these other things. Let's see, Alabama, he only got 3%. Arkansas got 5%. And I'm just going on a list. 4% in California. Colorado, the caucuses, he did 8%, got 8% of the state delegates. So he fared better in the caucuses. What else do we have here? I'm just going down the list. 4% in Connecticut for Ron Paul. Delaware, another 4%. Georgia, 3%. Illinois, 5%. And these are all results for Ron Paul. I mean, you keep going down the list. And in all the primaries, Ron Paul got between 3% and 7%. I think the best he did in a primary yesterday was New York with 7%. Now, I just look at all of this, and you know, I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't trust any of these electronic voting machines. I mean, how can we? These voting machines have been proven that they're easily hacked, that there's all sorts of security problems with these voting machines. They can't be trusted. But of course, as I've said in this program many times before, these machines weren't put into place to help people vote. They were put in place as a result of the Help America Vote Act. And the real purpose of the Help America Vote Act was to ensure that America did not vote, that the elections could be stolen. And you consider that Ron Paul is the only candidate on the Republican side of the fence that had any grassroots support whatsoever. And these results just stink. And you see the disparity between some of the results that Ron Paul got in the caucus states versus the results that you saw in the primary states. And it just doesn't add up. And the same thing can be said on the Democrat side of the fence. Now, you have Hillary Clinton winning all the big delegate states. She gets all the big delegate states. And then Barack Obama, who he actually has grassroots support, believe it or not. And I hate to say it, but he does. You know, I'm supporting Barack Obama. It's like his campaign is a version of Ron Paul for dummies. And so everybody thinks that he represents change, and he has received all sorts of tremendous grassroots support based upon his fake change message. And there's evidence that indicates that he's getting the shaft as well. There are reports of all sorts of voter fraud in California. But the results just don't add up. So on the Democrat side of it, you have Hillary Clinton. She gets all the big delegate states. And then Barack Obama, he gets all the other states, all the smaller delegate states for the most part. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost as if the media pretty much could have predicted all of these results just by their reporting leading up to Super Tuesday. I mean, John McCain, for example, on the Republican side of the fence. I mean, you look at what the media was doing the weeks preceding Super Tuesday. They're pretty much selling it like John McCain is already the Republican nominee. And lo and behold, he gets all the big delegate states. You have Mike Huckabee, who the media was selling as this candidate that was going to do well in the Bible Belt. Well, he miraculously did well in Georgia, in what are our states? Pretty much all the Bible Belt states. Let me see some of the states they won. Alabama, he did well in Alabama. He won out Alabama. He won Arkansas. I mean, Huckabee got 60% of the vote in Arkansas. All right, and yeah, that's his home state, but come on. And Clinton got 70% of the vote in Arkansas. I mean, these results look like it was more of a programmed algorithm that some computer was spitting out than actual results. Doesn't make any sense. And of course, you had Romney do well in the high population Mormon state of Utah and some of the other states with a high level of Mormons in those states. You know, just playing up the whole Mormon factor. I mean, there's one or two things going on. Either there is massive amounts of electoral fraud, because these results just play too much into the story that the media was selling. Either there's rampant electoral fraud, which I'm leaning towards, or we just have a largely uninformed public that doesn't understand what they're doing. Now, I think it's a combination of both, for the most part. Because Ron Paul clearly has tremendous grassroots support. I mean, what was it, like 4,000 people showed up in Minnesota at a Ron Paul rally? And how did he do in Minnesota? Let me go to those results. Minnesota. Yeah, they had the caucuses. He came in fourth place with 16% of the state delegates. It just doesn't add up. I'm sorry. It doesn't add up. I think the results are just a complete sham. And that all of this is just an invention of the corporate control press. They put out the reality, and then they have the electronic voting machines. They have all these criminals within the system that are able to ensure that the results match the reality that they're portraying in the establishment press. And there's just no way we could trust any of these machines. I don't care. You know, and you look at what's happened with the New Hampshire recount. That's turned into quite the fiasco. They can't even do an accurate recount of paper ballots in a small state like New Hampshire. There's been all sorts of weird stuff going on with that. So basically what's going to happen here is, at least the way I see it, is this. You're going to see the corporate control press sell this Barack Obama-Hillary Clinton race on the Democrat side as much as they can. And this is probably going to go directly to the convention. And regardless of what happens, the smart money is on Hillary Clinton being the Democrat nominee. She's the establishment candidate. The media has been talking about Hillary Clinton presidency for years now. They've had all sorts of propaganda about a female president for several years now. They even had that show on ABC with Gina Davis showing a female president. So likely what you're going to see here is you're going to see this race between the female candidate and the African-American candidate. And, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. And then after it's all said and done, whether they go to a broker convention or whatever happens or some backroom deals, because what's going to happen here is that Michigan and Florida, these were two states on the Democrat side of the fence in which there was a situation based upon the rules of the Democratic Party that no delegates were going to be rewarded in either of those states. And I just have a funny feeling that that's going to change quite quickly as this race continues, because it's going to be a tight race all the way to the end. And then in the end, I guarantee you'll see, well, I can't 100% guarantee, but the smart money is definitely on Hillary Clinton being the next president and the Democratic nominee going into the general election. Because you look at the Republican side of the fence, and you look at John McCain, who they're clearly selling as the next Republican nominee. He won all the big delegate states. He's going to be going into this, and he's going to be sold as the loser to Hillary Clinton, because people are sick of the Republicans. People are trapped in this left-right paradigm. They're sick of the Republicans. Plus, they've alienated all the conservatives by the establishment getting behind John McCain. So the conservatives are not going to come out for John McCain. In fact, they'll probably vote third party or something like that. So we'll have to see what happens. But, I mean, clearly, what they're setting up, if you just analyze the corporate control press, is a runoff between Hillary Clinton and John McCain, with Hillary Clinton to win in the general election. And they may give Barack Obama the vice president seat when all this is said and done. You know, of course, we may also see Bill Richardson or somebody like that be the vice president. It's hard to say. But considering how close this race has become and how much support, how much grassroots support Barack Obama has, I think we're probably going to now see Barack Obama be the vice presidential nominee. And what they'll do is that they'll sell the ticket as, oh, well, we have the female and we have the African-American on this ticket. That's reason enough to vote for us. Which is a shallow reason, but the American people are into all sorts of shallow stuff, from at least according to these election results. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, we have to break. We'll be back on the side, and we'll get to your phone calls after the break. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're going back to the show, and I keep looking at these results, and I'm just dumbfounded by them. You know, these results, they don't even look real. With Ron Paul getting anywhere between 3% to 7% in all the primary states, and that was a pattern that pretty much played out during the entire process. You know, going back to New Hampshire, I don't think he got any more than 8 or 9% in a primary. I find that very difficult to believe considering the grassroots support of his campaign. I mean, the amount of Ron Paul signs that you saw everywhere here in New Hampshire. You know, these electronic voting machines have got to go. I do not trust the electoral process in this country, and nobody should. Nobody should. And the fact that John McCain suddenly comes out of nowhere and becomes a frontrunner just because the media says so, it's ridiculous. The media manufactures reality, and then they create the reality through the electronic voting machines and all the criminals in the system. Let's go to your phone calls. Let me see what we have holding. Let's go to Henry of Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air. Hello, Henry. Okay. All right, let's go to John in Florida. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're right. The election is rigged. Powers that be have it rigged where they cannot lose, because every single one that is up there now, like John McCain, Hillary, and Obama, are all open borders people. These are all for the corporate elite and also the Communist Party. All of a sudden, John McCain is up there, and this man is a complete wacko. I mean, he's insane. And there's a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that he was altered while he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. There's a lot of evidence pointing to that, and I think that evidence will be coming out very shortly. And that may be what Hillary has in mind and, you know, the Clintons. But they can't lose, because all of these people are open borders. Huckabee is a Reconquista. Richardson's a Reconquista. They all want illegals in this country, and that's they have their bases covered. And as far as voting goes, illegals have been voting in our elections for many years. Senator Hagel from Nebraska was part owner of ES&S voting machines. Something like 80% of the votes are counted on two voting machine companies, ES&S and Diebold. And here was a U.S. senator in control of one of them. And American public is allowing them to stuff these people down your throat. Do not allow them to do that. If you do, it's going to be all over. To have somebody like insane McCain in the White House is just absolutely ridiculous. But you are right about the numbers. I work a lot with the media, and the media is just pushing it that way. I thought there were some honest people in the major networks. There aren't. They're all the same. They're all in the same. They have to play the game. Same thing in Washington, D.C. They have to play the game, or they're out. And their goal is to get rid of the middle class, have total control of this country. And we're right on the verge, right on the brink. So keep getting the truth out there, but you're hitting it right on the button.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Anything else that's on your mind?
No, that's all right. I just was listening to you, and, you know, I'm just astounded that they're manipulating it like this, but they've been doing it for years. I told John McCain's chief of staff 8 months ago there was no way he was going to get into the White House. He said, well, you want to bet on it. I mean, they're working with Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy's one of the worst things that ever happened in this country. People just, they can't not forget what this McCain tried to do past this amnesty with Ted Kennedy, one of the worst things that ever happened in this country. We have a cartoon in our newspaper that shows Ted Kennedy whispering in Obama's ear, and they're both standing looking at Hillary. He says, I'll drive her home if I can be vice president.
Yeah, I mean, all these people are on the same side. I mean, there's no difference between the Republicans
and
Democrats. It's such a joke.
The only fallback I had on Ron Paul is the fact that he was a libertarian, because libertarians are open borders people. But as far as I could see, he would be the only one that is not CFR. They're all CFR. Mike Huckabee is almost an agent of Mexico. He played footsies with Vicente Fox for a long time as governor of Arkansas. We have all the information on him. Obama, all of a sudden, they keep saying change. Well, they've been in the Senate how long? Hillary's been in the change. Where's the change in the 6 years that she's been there? Well, you know, it's all rhetoric. It's nonsense, and the American public's been duped, being led down the garden path. So just keep getting the word out that you're on the right track, and maybe we get this changed around.
I certainly hope so, John. And thanks for the call. Lots of good points. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, pretty much what we have here is we have a situation where we had all these candidates. When we first started the 2008 election process, we had all these candidates on both sides of the fence. And literally, you only had three candidates that weren't totally bought and paid for. You had Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, and Mike Gravel. Those are the only choices. Okay? And now we're left with Ron Paul, and you see what the media has done to him in the debates, the lack of coverage towards his campaign, despite the fact that he raised all this money. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. You know, it's disgusting because of all the grassroots support that Ron Paul had. And you just saw how unfairly he was treated in all the debates. I mean, clearly, the establishment is working together to make sure that Ron Paul didn't gain traction, and they stole it with the voting machines. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back to the show. I just want to wrap up with this Super Tuesday stuff. And, you know, it's incredibly frustrating to me. You know, because despite the fact that we had all this grassroots support, despite the fact that we had all this money donated to the campaign, it's been for nothing because these damn electronic voting machines and the fact that people are still brainwashed by the corporate controlled press. It's got to be a combination of both these things, because I just don't care. Ron Paul should have gotten more than 3 to 8% in all these different primary races. John McCain is hated amongst conservatives. Hated. He's absolutely hated. The guy's open borders. He has all sorts of dirty laundry with the Keating 5 scandal, and I can go on and on. There's not enough time to even talk about all the problems with John McCain. I mean, the amnesty bill, the McCain-Feingold situation, that bill that he passed. I mean, this guy is an establishment insider. For Pete's sake, he's got Henry Kissinger supporting his campaign. You notice what's really interesting is that after Henry Kissinger announced support for John McCain, how everything changed, how he got all these endorsements, the press started ratcheting up for John McCain because they decided at that point that the establishment was going to get behind John McCain and that they were going to make him the Republican nominee for president. It was decided. Right after Henry Kissinger announced his support for John McCain, everything just changed around. He started getting favorable media coverage. You know, and this was a guy that was left for dead a month or so before because of his stance on issues and the fact that he's anything but a conservative. I mean, what sort of conservative tries to push for this amnesty bill that would allow all these different illegal aliens to permanently stay in the country? Look, we have a legal process for immigration. Those people should be using the legal process. They shouldn't be hopping over the border. And yet, John McCain wanted to have this whole guest worker program. He believes in the whole global warming fraud. This guy is just a total New World Order, bought and paid for political hack. And yet, he is winning all these big delegate states. Oh, John McCain's wonderful. This guy doesn't have any support. There were literally no John McCain signs here in New Hampshire. And I don't even know how he ended up winning the election up here. Clearly, in our clear-cut case, a fraud, as far as I'm concerned. And, of course, as I said before, the New Hampshire recount, that's turned into a fiasco with the boxes being cut open, with holes in the boxes, the chain of custody, a complete sham. You know, they don't even secure the ballots. They have a vault, but they decide, oh, no, we're not going to secure the ballots in a vault. No, we're just going to leave them in a room somewhere. So everything is just insane. You know, I feel like I'm living in a Twilight Zone episode. Everything is backwards. It's upside down. And it's crazy. But that's pretty much all I have to say about the Super Tuesday results. Pretty much what we're going to see here, as I said before, we're going to see the media push for Hillary Clinton versus John McCain runoff in the general election. Barack Obama will likely be the vice presidential nominee. I know there's some parts of the establishment that want Barack Obama in there over Hillary Clinton. And if it was a fair election, I think Barack Obama would actually win. But they're rigging all these machines. There was massive amounts of voting irregularities occurring in California. And, oh, miraculously, Hillary Clinton won that state. And it was funny. You had the Obama campaign complaining about the irregularities, and the Clinton campaign was saying, oh, no, there's no problem. There's no problem with these machines, and everything's just fine. There are all sorts of problems in the area around Los Angeles with some of these machines and voters being turned away. I'll have to get to that news article in a little bit, but you know this whole thing is just a sham. It's a charade. It's a media circus, and nobody out there should trust these results as legitimate. You know, this isn't based off of conspiracy theory. It's based off the fact that all these voting machines are a sham. They have security flaws. They can be programmed so that they spit out different results than the actual ballots that were cast in the machines. I'm talking about the scan machines and the touchscreen machines. Both of them are just built and designed for election fraud. So none of these results can be considered legitimate. Let me go on and cover some more news. Got a bunch of our news articles I want to talk about. So let's just go right down the list. Let's see what we have here. Well, actually, I want to talk about these internet cable cuts. This continues to be a huge news story. And there's reports of 5 cable cuts. Even heard a report. I haven't had the chance to confirm this myself. But that there's actually 6 cable cuts. And these are the undersea communication cables that hook up the internet, telephone, and everything else in the Middle East. These massive fiber optic cables. Now, clearly, this is a case of sabotage. It points right back to Israel and the United States. It points right back to the military-industrial complex. And I have a number of articles up my website, roguegovernment.com. This is becoming a big deal. And I have an article from the Detroit Free Press that talks about how the internet cable cuts are more than accidents, and that's being nice. That's a conservative article on this situation. And they cite how all the bloggers are saying that this could be a number of things. You know, and there's a lot of different theories out there as to why they're cutting these cables and what's going on. Now, when you have 5 cable cuts or 6 cable cuts or whatever the number is, you know, it's at least 5 of these cable cuts. Massive fiber optic cables that were cut. This is a clear-cut case of sabotage because this cannot be a random event. And they tried to say, oh, well, some ship's anchors caused the cable cuts when ships don't drag their anchors. Okay, that's ridiculous. A ship drops its anchor, so the ship remains stationary. It doesn't move while it drags its anchor. That would create some problems. But they were saying that all these anchors that were being dragged, they knocked out these cables. Well, are you saying that 5 of these cables were cut in that fashion? That's ridiculous. And they had to back away from that story. So now it's clear that this was a case of sabotage. You're seeing all sorts of disruptions in internet access in the Middle East and in Asia. You have disruptions with communications in Iran. You have disruptions of communications in Africa, a lot of different Middle Eastern countries, Arab countries, United Arab Emirates. All sorts of problems are occurring as a result of this. And I made this statement before on the program, but the Iranian oil bourse was scheduled to come online between February 1st and February 11th, or around this time frame. And it's very interesting that they would have these massive internet outages and communication cable cuts right during the time of the oil bourse. Now, that's one theory. That's what I believe. But, of course, this could be something a lot more nefarious. This could also mean the beginning of some sort of operation to invade Iran, because the oil bourse is going to put more pressure on the value of the dollar, which is already under a great deal of pressure from the Federal Reserve's interest rate cuts. I mean, as I've said before, the Federal Reserve came in, reduced interest rates by 75 basis points, and then the week after, they reduced interest rates by another 50 basis points. And that's putting all this pressure on the dollar because it creates more dollars out there because it makes money cheaper. And that's what the Federal Reserve does. They fix the price of money. But you combine that with the fact that you have the oil bourse about to come online, and all these Arab countries, they would most certainly be trading oil for other currencies and be participating in the oil bourse. So these cable cuts, they affect not only Iran, but all of the surrounding countries. And it's interesting that Israel and Iraq appear to be totally unaffected by these cable cuts. So there is all sorts of evidence out there, and just, I mean, if you just use common sense, it links back to the fact that the only big player in the area, or players in the area, that would have anything to gain by doing this is Israel and the United States. Okay, because they're the ones that are warmongering against Iran. They're the ones trying to isolate Iran. They've put sanctions against Iran, which is really an act of war. All right? And Saddam Hussein, before he got invaded, he started trading oil for euros. He started trading oil in all sorts of our currencies because he was getting tired of what the U.S. was doing to him. So he said, all right, we're not going to sell oil for dollars, which was going to put pressure on the value of the dollar. And then so the United States goes in there, they invade. And then after we occupied the nation, all of a sudden, we're going to start selling oil for dollars again. So there's a lot going on here, but this is clearly a very serious situation. And we'll definitely keep tabs on this. If I get the chance, I'm going to try to write up an article on this, because this is just completely insane what's happening here. There is no question that this is the result of sabotage. You can't have 5 or 6 major cable cuts in the course of a few weeks that were just a result of an accident. Doesn't make any sense. Let's go on to some other news stories. Let's see what else we have here. Euro's accepted signs pop up in New York City. This is an article from Reuters. This just shows you the value of the dollar. It's just continuing to head in the toilet. In a latest example that the U.S. dollar just ain't what it used to be, some shops in New York City have begun accepting euros and other foreign currency as payment for merchandise. We had decided that money is money and we'll take it and just do exchange whenever we can with our bank, Robert Chu, owner of East Village Wines, told Reuters TV. The increasingly weak U.S. dollar, once considered the king among currencies, has brought waves of European tourists to New York with money to burn and looking to take advantage of hugely favorable exchange rates. And, I mean, what we're seeing here is you have the value of the U.S. dollar just plummeting. The Canadian dollar is worth more now. And if you told somebody that the Canadian dollar was going to be worth more than the U.S. dollar 10 or 15 years ago, they'd say that you're insane. But look at what's happened. They are plunging the value of the dollar intentionally, and this is going to be extremely favorable for other currencies, but even more favorable for the value of gold and silver, because price in dollars, it's going to continue to go up. And that's both gold and silver. So, again, buy gold, buy silver, and just hang on to them for the long run. The fact that we're seeing euros being accepted in New York City is just another indicator that the value of the dollar is continuing to plummet. Let's see what else we have. 776,000 California voters may not have ballots counted. This one's from the Los Angeles Weekly. And it goes into the fact that a number of people may not have had their ballots counted. And let me just read the article. Last Friday, members of the nonpartisan election group CourageCampaign.org were surfing the web when they discovered a blog posting noting that L.A. County voters faced what organization spokesman Rick Jacobs calls bubble trouble. In order for any of the county's 776,000 voters who registered nonpartisan to vote in the open primaries for the Democratic or American Independent parties, they would have to mark an extra bubble on the ballot naming the party for which they wish to cast a crossover ballot. After a weekend of research, Jacobs says, CC.org contacted the office of LA's Registrar of Voters on Sunday and were told it was true. An extra bubble had to be inked, and yes, it could prove to be a big headache on Election Day. The bottom line, if the declaration bubble is not inked on a nonpartisan ballot, the voters' presidential preference will be voided, though not the part pertaining to propositions. And this has resulted in all sorts of problems. And it's actually served to exclude people from voting. And the Obama campaign was bringing in new people. And this, according to the article, this actually helped to exclude a number of voters that were going to come in and vote for Obama. And this is why you saw the Clinton campaign say, oh, don't worry, there's no problems with the electoral process. There's absolutely no problems. But when you look at it, you see that all the electoral problems were affecting the Obama campaign much more so than the Hillary campaign. And there is obviously a clear-cut case of the establishment trying to rig these big states for Hillary Clinton. That's where the focus was. That's why she won all the big delegate states. And they allowed Obama to take all the other states that didn't have the high delegate tolls. And yeah, he took more states, but Hillary was allowed to take all the big states. But Hillary Clinton is really the chosen one. They have had all sorts of media coverage on Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States for years now. So this isn't going to change. Barack Obama is just there to make things interesting. He's young, he's charismatic, he's an African-American, and so the media plays up the whole woman versus African-American situation on the media. Completely frivolous, doesn't mean a damn thing, but it allows them to talk about issues that really have no significance. I don't care if somebody is a woman. I don't care if somebody is an African-American, black, purple, orange, whatever. It doesn't matter. I care that somebody is going to vote for the best interest of the people when I vote somebody for Congress or whatever. You know, I expect them to follow the Constitution. I expect them to do what's best for the American people. But what they do is instead of looking at issues, the media focuses in on frivolous issues like their gender and their race. And that's exactly what this has allowed them to do. It's allowed them to divide and conquer people. But all this electoral fraud, you know, just par for the course. You know, it's nothing new. We've been seeing this for a long time, ever since they put these electronic voting machines in place. It's become a lot easier for these people to steal the elections and to create the reality that they want to create. Let me see if we can squeeze one more article in here before the break comes up. Let me see what else we have. Oh yeah, here's a good one. Bush to veto spy bill if immunity omitted. This one's from the Seattle Times. And we're up against a break. Bottom line is, Bush is going to veto this spy bill if immunity for telecoms is omitted. The guy is a complete criminal. We'll cover it on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it.
Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Last segment here on the show. And before the break, I was talking about this, oh my goodness. I'm just so frustrated with all this news, man. I can't handle this anymore. These people are such criminals. I mean, it's insane. It's completely insane. I just keep looking at all this stuff. I'm hoping that, well, maybe we'll see some good news today. But it's always something horrible. It's always some criminality going on. It's either election fraud, or you have the district of corrupting and district of criminals doing all sorts of weird stuff in Washington, D.C. I'm so sick of this. Look at this from the Seattle Times. Bush to veto spy bill if immunity omitted. Let me read for it. President Bush threatened a veto Tuesday in the debate to update terrorist surveillance laws, a sealing Democratic plan to deny protection from lawsuits for telecommunications providers that let the government spy on U.S. residents after the 9/11 attacks. I mean, how insane does this have to get? Bush is not going to sign this bill if, telecom immunity is omitted. I mean, come on, these people, they're all working together. We're seeing corporatism, we're seeing fascism right in front of us. George W. Bush should be in prison right now. Dick Cheney should be in prison right now. All these people should be in prison. All this spying is totally unconstitutional. And they want to give immunity to the people that actually helped them commit all these criminal acts. Well, we got to have the immunity for telecoms in there. Gotta give them immunity. I mean, how ridiculous does this have to get? I'm just frustrated. Because every day it's more of the same. Let me cover some more news. See what else we have here. Gulf states may have to drop U.S. dollar pegs. This one's from Bloomberg. Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE, will have to revalue their currency pegs this year following the dollar's decline and U.S. interest rate cuts, says Bear Stearns and Merrill Lynch. Five nations lowered interest rates last week in step with the Federal Reserve to keep their links to U.S. currency even as inflation accelerates. When Saudi Arabia left rates unchanged after the Fed's September 18th reduction, the real rose to a 20-year high. And yet you have all these currencies that have backing by the dollar. That's going to change. That's going to change. They're going to move to other currencies, or they're going to drop the dollar altogether. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And as they drop their pegs to the dollar is going to go further into the toilet. And that's not good for your bank account. If you don't understand what's going on here, a falling dollar is not good because everything you own is priced in dollars. Everything in your bank account, it's dollars. So therefore, anytime there's more inflation or they devalue the dollar, your bank account is being robbed and looted by these criminals. Some of our news articles, not enough time to get into all this stuff. Parents producing battery farm kids from the Daily Mail. Parents who refuse to let their children out to play are producing battery farm generation, says a minister. And of course, because kids aren't going out and playing like they used to 20 years ago. They're sitting in front of a TV set, and they're being brainwashed by video games and all the garbage they put on TV these days. What are stuff we got here? I mean, I'm just looking at all sorts of madness. White House defends torture use. I didn't even get a chance to get to that. They are defending the use of waterboarding. Oh, because it saves American lives. These people are complete and total criminals, and they should all be put in prison. I'm out of time, but you gotta understand my frustration out there. Check out roguegumrit.com and read up about what all these criminals are doing. It's insane. We'll be back tomorrow with our show. Take it easy.